Bear Podcast, episode 441.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray, the horny Scott.
The horny Scott. That's right. He's wearing a horny Scott. So I like your pumpkin here. It's really ripe.
It's nice and big.
Your
and
package
thick.
Is really ripe, right? Mm-hmm.
All the Cheshire's like my big package.
Right, okay.
So I went from sausage to pumpkins.
Sausage to pumpkins? You like fucking pumpkins?
No, that's apple pies.
That's apple pies. Mm-hmm. Okay. So welcome to episode 441, and this is the week of Halloween. It's a Halloween.
No, week. Halloween's overshadowed by this big storm that's rolling through up in the
Northeast. I know, right?
You would act like they've never had a hurricane in New York City before. I mean, oh my God.
I mean, it's really sad that it's really hitting New York City right now. And you know,
all
the
you
East
poor
Coast,
kids
all
that
East,
are missing out on Halloween.
Yeah. And we have some topics about that later. So we can talk about we're gonna talk a little bit about the Hurricane Sandy later. And now probably our thoughts. So, how about the weekend updates, Ray? So, what's going on? You've been to parties this weekend.
I went to parties this weekend where most of these pictures are from. Mm-hmm. Maynard wasn't here. He always goes out of town for Halloween to some little...
Every year.
You know, one from. Year you just need to stay home. Tell Mike he needs to come here.
No, we can't. Okay, fine. If there's no one playing good at the Voodoo Fest, probably...
You don't have to go to Voodoo Fest every year, Maynard.
We do too.
No, you do not.
It's a concert every year. We have to go to.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh no.
It's Voodoo Fest, especially we went to see Neil Young.
Neil Young's older than I am.
He's really
old. He's older than I am. He's. What did they pull him out of the casket and put him on stage?
No. What's one of his famous songs?
I don't know. I never liked Neil Young.
Yeah, he was on his walker, and then playing the guitar. No, I'm kidding. No, he wasn't. He was still playing well. I mean, he sang his songs, and then yeah.
Well, I was at the party Saturday night, dropping it like it's hot. But I had to get my walker to get me back up after I dropped it.
Oh,
so
you have pictures of your sausage?
No,
you didn't show it. Okay,
but everybody was grabbing on it and feeling on it.
I bet. So yeah, it's a weekend when I went to New Orleans. I flew there with John and Palima, our friends. And, of course, we stayed at Mike's, my husband. So we were there at the city park. We went to watch Voodoo. It's a Voodoo Fest music festival. So it's a 3-day concert. So we had a 3-day ticket, a 3-day pass. And they allow chairs to go. You can go in with the lawn chairs now, because before you can't. You have to sit in the grass. But now they allow it now. So we went there and got to see Neil Young. Got to see Metallica Saturday night.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Saw Metallica.
They play Sandman?
They did.
The long version or the short version?
Just the short version. But you know what's funny? Because they were saying, okay, everyone, thank you for welcoming us. We are Green Day.
Yeah.
Why? Because Green Day was supposed to play that night. It's all over the news, you know, that they're going to be playing in New Orleans for Voodoo Fest. But then... some members of the band needed to go in rehab, I believe. So they had to cancel, and who replaced them? Metallica.
Well, good for Metallica.
Good for Metallica.
Glad they had.
So I'm happy they did the Metallica, but they sang all old songs. They didn't do any new ones or newer ones.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
the old stuff's good.
Old stuff is always good. Old stuff is good. So. Yeah, Mike hates Lars Ulrich, the drummer. Oh, I posted something on Facebook. I said it, some people said it was really harsh. seeing the videos, I thought the drummer, Lars Ulrich, looks like Rush Limbaugh. kind of bald in the forehead, pretty high forehead, and the kind of, he's getting a little chubby.
I've seen him in forever, so I can't remember what he looks like.
You don't know how.
I know how Rush looks, but
Rush Limbaugh looks like. You almost like it, but
I don't pay attention to drummers of a band. The last one I know was the one that got his arm cut off, and he was drumming with one arm and.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, yeah. Okay.
That's the last. I would watch that.
That's the last drummer I remember watching or paying any attention to.
Mm-hmm. So. And there's this band, this new band that Mike and I checked out. It's called Supergroup.
No P-Lander Z.
P-Lander Z will be in Houston a couple of weeks from now.
What? When?
Yes, next week. Actually, it's next week.
Oh.
You should watch. You want to watch? Oh, you got to watch. The tickets is it's free. The ticket's free.
Where? What?
In Houston, in White Oak, I think. Yeah, okay, we'll
What you call it? The, what's the, it's the iron, it's the...
It's a bar, I think.
Yes, I think I know where
you're at. Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, we're going to watch P-Lander Z. So that's going to be next week.
So many Mike.
He'll definitely sing that.
Is he coming to town next weekend for it?
No, he can't. But P-Lander Z will be in New Orleans. He's going to play there. They're going to play there. So Mike's going to watch it there. And then P. Landers, he comes into Houston. We're going to watch it here.
Oh, cool.
So there's this group called Super Group.
Like they, soup?
Yeah. No, not really. It's like S-U-P-A. S-U-P-A group. And they admit it themselves. They have a terrible name. But they're pretty good. They sound like a hair band. One of the Poison-like songs or Quince Wright. You know, they sounded like Quiet Riot. You know, just... And they're pretty good. Something like that. Well, almost like that.
All the girls that... me and Dave was on an 80s music trip Saturday night as we were riding around to the party.
So, oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So, that's pretty much it. That's... we got to watch Jack White. He used to be in White Stripes. Jack White is... he's a pretty cool...
I'm surprised this weekend you see Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper, you did?
I'm surprised not this weekend. No full moon craziness and...
And, you know, one of the best foods that we ate there, I posted it on Facebook, and it's really decadent. Because they serve food there, of course, different kinds of Cajun foods. And one of them, not really Cajun, but it's a crepe. It's Nutella and bacon. Mm-hmm. That is yummy. Oh, my God. You would think it's gross, but it's really good. Nutella and bacon. I should try it.
Tacos a go-go. They have good Nutella.
They have dessert. Nutella dessert? The banana. Dessert
taco.
Ah, okay.
No, it's something else. Mixed in with something else. Anyway.
Anyway, so that's pretty much the whole weekend for us, just watching concerts, and that's pretty much it. How are you, Ray?
I went to the two parties. I went to Patrick and Jody's party, which, that one's from Justin and James's party.
What's this?
That's the dip that they had. It was on a skull, and you dipped it off.
Dip is in the skull?
It was on the skull, and you went and dipped it off the skull. So that was Dave. He squeezed into his old DC uniform, and I do mean squeezed, into his old police uniform. So. He was saying it himself, so it ain't like he can jump on me about it, because he was picking it, laughing at it by himself. That's me. That's when I was, if you notice, I got my big uncut Scottish dick rubbing up on Dave's leg in that picture. It's kind of hard to see, but... Dave was enjoying it.
It may not be that big. It was big. Really big. Oh, okay.
It was big.
It was this. Okay.
It was really big.
But it's like a pencil.
And uncut, right? No.
It may be long, but it's pencil long. Pencil thin.
So I went there, but Jody and Patrick did a good show as always. I had a lot of food, a lot of people were there, and had a good time. A bunch of people from Houston Bears were there, and
I see.
It was a good time by all. And then we left there after about 2 hours and went over to James and Justin's party. And Justin was well, three sheets into the wind with his two-headed self. But we had a lot of honey boo. There was a honey boo-boo at his party. He was posted on Facebook about we might see honey boo-boo this weekend. And I thought, oh, that'd be funny. He's going to dress up as honey boo-boo's mama, and he's going to dress James up as honey boo-boo.
Oh, no. Because
that would have been awesome. It would have been about the same appropriate height and weight and everything. So, but no, he was some two-headed...
Honey boo-boo.
He was like a two-headed, like a conjoined twin type thing, costume going on.
Oh, okay.
So, and she was just a mess. Miss Justin was.
Must have been fun. Like I said, I always miss these parties every year.
Well, that's because you go to Winterfest every year.
Okay. There's a costume parties last weekend, but the real Halloween is on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So, is there going to be something in Montrose?
Probably.
Okay, I'll probably do that. We can check out. Like, I'll probably bring my camera and go to Montrose and take pictures of some of the costume.
There's a bunch of pictures from the Eagle of people all dressed up as demons and stuff this weekend. Ugh. So
demons, vampires.
With their fag hags at the Eagle.
Were there any binders of women? No?
No.
None? No. It's going to be a good costume this year, I think. Going to be binders full of women. It's just going to be a group of girls. They're all in a binder. You know what, Mitt Romney said on the...
Oh, yeah.
You've been reading about it.
I don't pay attention to him. So, anyway.
Anyway, okay.
So, I did that. But Friday night, we got to see 1313 Mockingbird Lane, which is the remake of The Munsters.
Oh, is that what it is? It's okay.
Updated version, retelling of the story of The Munsters, which I actually liked. I thought it was pretty good. I hope it got the numbers I wanted, because they said if it does good, they might turn it into a TV show again. Mm-hmm. Oh. But it had Eddie Izzard in it, which was hilarious.
Okay.
Portia de Rossi.
Portia de Rossi.
She's in it. What's his name? He used to be in Sliders and... Crap, I can't remember.
Stand By Me? That guy?
What's his name? Crap, I cannot remember his name. He was Herman Munster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then wait a second. John Rhys Davies? No.
No.
Okay, the bear, not the bear.
No, he was not a bear. It's, crap, what's his name? He was in Sliders.
His Sliders, the main guy.
The main guy.
The main guy. He's in, he was also the fat kid in Stand By Me when they were young.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was in Sliders too. And I remember him.
And then he did that whole thing with his family where they were bankrupt or something like that.
Okay.
Not It's Always Sunny. What the hell is that damn show? It was very popular. I can't remember. Anyway, he was on there. The little kid played Eddie Munster. Didn't realize he was a werewolf. They were moving around because they kept having all these little bear attacks. So they were trying to explain him turning into a werewolf because he didn't remember doing it.
Oh, okay.
So, but the whole concept I like. The character they had I'm trying to think what the gay actor's name is. He's really good looking, but he's on some soap opera. I want to say 30 Rock. But he was in this, and he was like the Cub Scout type deal. And I said, oh, funny, they got the gay guy playing the Cub Scout master, the guy who's gay in real life, playing the Cub master on the show. But in the show, he'd been married, his wife was dead. And, well, the show doesn't bode well for him, let's put it that way.
Wow.
So, but it's a good take on it. So if y'all didn't get a chance, go try to watch it online or something. But it's a very good show. So okay. I thought it was very funny.
1313 Mockingbird Lane. So. Is it 1313 Mockingbird Lane? That's an address in Dallas, where the Crown Plaza is for TBR US. I don't know.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
But in the Munster show, that was the address of the house.
The what in the house?
It was the address of the house.
It was the address of the house. Definitely. Yeah.
So
I was thinking it is on somewhere in Dallas. Yeah. Anyway,
no, it was in San Francisco.
It was San Francisco?
Mockingbird Heights, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. So, I don't know these things.
Sorry,
so. Anyway, so it's been a busy week for you. Yeah. Big weekend, yeah. Okay, right now.
So we got Hurricane Sandy.
As we speak, Hurricane Sandy is beating down our friends in the East Coast. So
you think Wall Street's going to be shut down?
They're going to have to be, I guess. Yeah, they have to be. Tomorrow?
I don't know.
I think it's arriving tomorrow, right?
Well, no, it's already flooding in the financial district. It was flooding this morning.
Oh, okay.
So. Poetry in motion. Along with overnight clothes, consider stocking your hurricane kit with the following. Extra cash, because ATMs don't work, the power goes out. If you have a generator, make sure you got plenty of extra gas, oil, and all that stuff, and it's tuned up before you get started with it. Do not put your generator in the garage and cut it on. It has to be outside. You will kill yourself by carbon monoxide poisoning.
Didn't you have a generator before?
Yes, I got a generator. I still have the generator. So, but it got rolled outside the garage door and cranked up and all that stuff. But let's see. Yeah. Make sure you got batteries, flashlights, candles for after the storm when you're safer. Mm-hmm. Plenty of toilet paper, non-perishable foods that you can eat. Plan to eat for a day or two without being able to cook unless you have some kind of gas grill or a way to heat water or something. Fill your tub up with water.
Yes,
because that way, if the power goes out and you lose water pressure, you can still flush your toilet.
Exactly.
And people don't think about that you can, oh God, I got to go take a dump. Wait, I have no water. It gets stinky after a couple of days.
I did tell that to Mike. I keep telling Mike, is there's going to be a hurricane? Fill up your tub. Fill up your tub and then seal it. Seal it really well. He just doesn't want to listen. And then... there's no water. How are you going to take a dump now? I mean, can't flush.
It gets stinky in that house without no AC or air circulating. So
yeah, that's one of the things I learned from my ex.
Yeah.
Fill up your tub if there's going to be a hurricane.
Overbuy bottled water. It doesn't go bad. Prescription. Here's a big one that people don't think about when a hurricane's coming. Make sure you get your prescriptions refilled ahead of time. Because, yes, you can go somewhere and get them transferred, but because you do that doesn't mean that pharmacy might carry the same prescription drugs all the time that your home pharmacy did, because that's where you did them, and they know in their system that they got to carry the specific drugs there. So make sure you get them filled up, because I know one year I forgot to do that, and luckily the hurricane only went through and it wasn't that bad, and we only lost power for a couple hours, but I forgot to get my medicine filled, so... Mm-hmm. The Walgreens was closed the next day, because they didn't have power, so I had to wait for 2 days before I got my medicine filled. So.
Okay, if you decide to tough out the storm, if you just want to stay in, stay downwind in your home. So this means if the wind is hitting the living room, in the living room windows, go to the room opposite the living room, which is kind of logical. Get away from where the force of the wind is. Plywood. Did you have to put plywood in your windows before?
Yes. When I had the house, I actually went pre-cut all the plywood for the windows. Mm-hmm. So if a hurricane come up, it was set and ready to go, and I had it labeled. All I had to do is get out there and screw it in and be done with it.
Yeah. So. Good idea. So boarding up your windows that will take the brunt of the wind and rain is a wise decision.
Make sure you keep your electric drills charged up until the last minute, because the power goes out. As soon as that power's out and the storm's over with, you might not have power for a couple of days. You're going to have to take that plywood down immediately, or you're not going to get any air circulation in your house. Because here it's always hot, it's hell and humid when the storm rolls through.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're right.
The first job is to get the plywood down, open the windows up so you can get some air circulation.
Yep, good idea. And, okay, finally, stay inside. However... tempting it maybe to videotape. You know those people who like to videotape and tweet whatever is in front of them.
That's right. And remember, it's usually not the hurricane that kills the people. It's the storm surge that kills the people. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a low-lying area, get out.
Yep. That's right. So
remember all those people down in New Orleans that were stuck in their attics and died in their attics because they couldn't get out? Yep. Well, there you go.
They couldn't get out. They had to bore holes in their roofs. And then later on, they have tarps in their, in their ceiling. Okay, in the top of the roofs. Yeah, so not much of a... Well, it's pretty much tips that we kind of learn. Anyway, so, like I said, good luck to all of you guys there in the East Coast. Whoever's listening to this or watching this, I hope you have power to download this. I don't know. Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Gay.
The gay. Okay. I'm going to do the gay. God. Gay. Lee Thompson, Honey Boo Boo's Uncle Poodle, talks about being gay in the South for Spirit Day.
Hey.
Hey. Honey Boo Boo's gay uncle, Lee Thompson, whom she lovingly refers to as Uncle Poodle, spoke about what it is like to be gay in the South and shared some of his more painful memories in honor of Spirit Day. So being gay in the South, people don't like it. Thompson, who has appeared on TLC's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, told Glad.
You better read and recognize.
Yep.
I heard that
sometimes. Why? You have homophobes that want to beat you and bully you and name call you and hurt you in any kind of way. Growing up gay in Milledgeville, Georgia, Thompson was the target of hate. He suffered broken ribs and a broken jaw and has had his car vandalized. But I have a family that stands by me and supports me. He said, I'm wearing purple today to let every youngster and every teen know it is okay to be who you are. Don't let anybody change that. And Miss Honey Boo Boo herself, otherwise known as Alana Thompson, supports her uncle through and through. Can't believe talking about Honey Boo Boo. on the season finale of her hit TV show, Alana voiced her pro-LGBT stance, saying, "Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay." Her Uncle Lee is her favorite poodle. So it's about Spirit Day, about the uncle. And October 19th is Spirit Day, wherein I also wore purple. Mm-hmm. Well, you wore purple.
Monday
after.
I was late.
Yeah, it was late. Okay.
But it was a good thing. And there's a lot of Honey Boo Boos dressed up this year. There was one at the party at James and Justin, and they put Cutie Pie on, and she got out there and danced for us.
Oh, it was God.
Cute. It was funny.
All right.
Girl had a lot of makeup, that's all I'm saying.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. But she's all bronzed up, just like Honey Boo Boo. All right, our geek this week is, oh my God, Windows 8 post says 52% of people have not heard of the new operating system. Windows 8. Well, you think they put the commercial on every 5 minutes. Click, 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 click.
You know, that was stupid. They are advertising how good the new Windows 8 machines click.
Yeah.
But not what it can do.
That's right. So, Microsoft bills Windows 8 as a re-imaging of the personal computer market's dominant operating system. But the company still has a lot of work to do before the makeover captures the imagination of most customers, based on the results of a recent poll by the Associated Press and GFK. Mm-hmm. The phone survey of nearly 1,200 adults in the U.S. found 52% haven't even heard of Windows 8 leading up to Friday's release of the redesigned software.
They've probably been still using Windows XP.
They're probably still
Windows 95.
Windows 95. What are you talking about? No joke. I run in that all the time at companies.
Still?
They're still on Windows 95.
Windows 95? God.
So, anyway. So, among the people who knew something about the operating system, 61% had little or no interest in buying a new laptop or desktop computer running on Windows 8, according to the poll. And only about a third of the people who've heard about the new system believe it will be an improvement. Like 35% of the people believe that it would be an improvement. So, mm-hmm. Microsoft usually releases a new version of Windows every 2 or 3 years, but it's different this time around. Windows 8 is the most radical redesign of the operating system since 1995, and some analysts consider the software to be Microsoft's most important product since co-founder Bill Gates won the contract to build an operating system for IBM's first personal computer in 1981. Mm-hmm. Microsoft is hoping the way Windows 8 looks and operates will appeal to the growing number of people embracing the convenience of smartphones and tablets, which is one of the big things they're releasing is their Surface, which mm-hmm. is their iPad.
Their iPad version.
Yeah. The consumer ambivalence, however, was even more pronounced when it came to Microsoft's new tablet computer Surface, which was built to show off Windows 8's versatility. So it's not a top or a bottom, it's versatile model. Okay. 69% of the poll respondent expressed little or no interest in buying a Surface.
I'm not interested in buying a Surface.
What?
I'm not.
I don't. You'll.
For one thing,
three weeks he'll have something that would.
It's first gen. It's first gen. I don't buy first gen. Give me second or third. Way.
They've had all these bugs since Windows 95, and they've redone everything. Ain't no telling what screwed up in this software.
Mm-hmm.
So. The results indicate Microsoft has still work to do to create a bigger buzz around Windows 8 and help consumers understand the new operating system's benefits. Even though the company provided several previews of the software at various stages in the final 13 months leading to its release, but the information apparently resonated mostly with industry analysts, reporters, technology blogs, and gadget geeks.
Okay. So Windows 8 is now out, and you know, people can upgrade for about $38 or something like that, but not too many people are upgrading to it. I'm not. I don't want to. I've been asked. My friend Johnny was asking me if I'm gonna. What do I think about Windows 8? Because he wants to buy a laptop which runs Windows 7 that is upgradable to up to Windows 8 for free or for a fee, something like that. But I told him you can stick with Windows 7 for a while. It's very stable. Well, I like Windows 7. Windows
7 just came out.
Yes. This one we're looking at is Windows 7.
I mean, it's only been out a year, hasn't it?
Oh, Windows 7 has been around since 2009. I upgraded 2009. It's been 3 or 4
years. Well, it's just now starting to hit the market good, though.
Yes, exactly. All, yes.
Everybody that's replaced computers are finally moving over to it. So.
Yes, and now they have Windows 8. So, okay. It's a long turnout for Microsoft to, you know, to have these operating systems being adapted by the population. But when it comes to tablets, I personally think that you're too late, Microsoft. Not really too late. Okay, fine. Let's give them, you know, benefit of the doubt. Give them a few years. They'll probably catch up because Windows is a big part of everybody's computing life.
Yeah.
Even at work, Windows and everything, and support. And it's just that right now, Apple is just way, way ahead. And yeah. Now Android
the
is
big thing
up
about
too.
Windows 8 is going to be, you see it on all the TV shows where they're on those big desktop flat services doing stuff, and then they flick it and it goes up on a video monitor on the screen. That's where you're going to probably see applications of this where it's more used in the workplace.
Yep.
For mm-hmm. people that want a little more flash and be able to move stuff around pretty easily.
Yeah. They've been doing that with the Surface, which is the tabletop. Where you can put your phone in and it would get all the pictures from that and then you flick it. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I've seen that. So good luck to Microsoft if people would, adopt Windows 8. I could play around with it. I could put it in a virtual desktop or something.
Maynard loves playing with 8.
I love.
He'll take 3 too, but he loves
playing
with 8.
At the same time, all of them. All right, let's go. Let's go on with the bizarre. Oh, not yet.
There's another geek.
I have a rant. I have a rant here. Okay. I was talking to Wayne about this today. So, I have the iPhone 5. Oh, by the way, I should tell you guys, this episode is brought to you by Apple.
No, it's not. We're just recording it on Apple devices.
We're just using Apple
and
devices.
And what has been a little squirrely because the button doesn't work on it anymore.
Yeah,
that Apple
right.
5 issue.
I really should not use this anymore. But anyway, so we're recording using iPhones right now. See, tell us what you think. If it's
can you
any
get
good.
This fixed?
No, you can't. Not anymore. I don't think so. It's the button, the home button doesn't work. You should have gotten Apple Care before they could replace it, but not anymore. Anyway, so actually my rant is about the new connector on the iPhone 5, the lightning connector. Fine, it's flashy. You can flip it however you want. You can watch videos by extending your iPhone screen to a TV. I don't do that. I don't connect my iPhone just to watch something on TV. I don't do that. It's really. I think it's all fluff. But if they're gonna go small, because before what do you have in your iPhone? It's the 30-pin wide one, right? Now they made it really small now, which is an 8-pin. It's fine. It's good, but if you're going to do something small anyway, just go micro USB, the same way you use in your Kindle Fire. What? It's just greed. I just think it's really just greed on Apple's part.
Well, yeah, that's why they have licensed it to anybody else.
You have to license it. Okay, my problem is, here's my problem.
Tell us, Maynard, what's your problem?
It's hard to find these cables, which are cheaper, or because of the licensing part, because there's a chip inside.
Because they're not licensing
They're not licensing it. Okay, so that's the problem. I cannot buy anything that is cheaper from a competitor because of the licensing. And this is practically the first generation iPhone with this connector. When I first got the iPhone, I got the 3G. So there was already the iPhone first version. When that came out, they had the same problem. They don't know how to connect it. I mean, they only have one cable to connect it with, and they can't. It took time for the market to buy. Well, I'm talking to you too. I'm talking to them. Okay, so we use that, and then when I got the iPhone 3G back then, it was better because manufacturers already made lots of these cables, so it's good to adapt to it. Now, with the iPhone 5, with the new connector, there's not much devices or not much manufacturers who make these cables yet. So, or not even Apple.
Well, no, they hadn't released it for anybody to make them except for Apple.
Yeah, that's the point. I have to buy from Apple. And it's just hard. I mean, now I have to spend $20 or maybe $40 just to buy these cables. Oh, two cables. It costs about $19 to buy one. Anyway, this is just my gripe against Apple of all these proprietary connectors. So I just don't like it. Anyway, so that's my rant. Fuck you, Apple, because of that. Okay. All right, let's go on with the where are we now? Oh, with the bizarre. Okay, with the bizarre.
Okay, we're bringing this bizarre because we've had this on the show before about a Star Trek wedding here.
Uh-oh.
Oh no! Technical difficulties, people. Technical difficulties.
We're on with the bizarre.
This one I'm bringing up because we've had a Star Trek wedding talked about on the show before, and I want to say it was like a year or so ago we brought this up. It was sometime in the spring, but Klingon wedding, Star Trek friends, tie the knot. So it's a Klingon wedding at a British Comic Con.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
So, now let's see if I can get this pronounced right. Jidashon lakanin
abnal. Let's try, right?
So,
nice try.
I'm sure I just destroyed Klingon. I can't even speak English, so I know I destroyed Klingon.
Okay.
One couple has boldly gone where no other has gone before by tying the knot in Britain's first Klingon wedding ceremony at a Star Trek convention to celebrate the much-loved television series in London. And this was several Fridays ago. The couple, 23-year-old Jesse Sarkatop and 29-year-old Sonny Gustavsson, came from their native Sweden to marry at the Destination Star Trek London event, which will see 17,000 Trekkies flock to London's Excel Center that weekend. The pair, who met 4 years ago at a retirement home where they both worked, were inspired to hold the ceremony after watching an episode of Star Trek, Deep Space Nine of all
series. Really?
Really?
Deep Space Nine?
Nobody here understands on that show. In which Klingon character Worf marries science officer Jadzia Dax in a traditional Klingon ceremony. We saw the clip from the series and we thought it was very romantic about beating hearts and the battle for each other. We really liked it and that's why we want to do this, Sarkatop said. It took around 3 months to plan the event. What was Britain's first wedding ceremony contained blessings in Klingon, the guttural sounding language spoken by the Star Trek characters of the same name. The bride has switched the traditional human white dress for a floor-length red robe with a diamondite headdress, making her husband-to-be prosthetic foreheads with deep wrinkles and stringy black manes completed the look. Three bags of gong ushered in the bride and groom to an altar adorned with decorative screens and a throne made from animal bone and hide. The celebrant Peter Wiley conducted the wedding ceremony and included some phrases in Klingon. That was a bit of a challenge, and I hope I got some of the sounds right. I had it written phonetically so that made it a little easier, he said, adding that it sounded similar to the Welsh language.
Really?
It was a second wedding in 2 days for the couple, who had a legal ceremony at a registry office in Sweden on Thursday. The legal part is done. This is just the fun ceremony, Sarkatop said. Both weddings had been kept a secret from their families until a few days before the newlyweds jetted to London. None of their relatives attended the Star Trek themed nuptials.
Why would they?
Because they'd be like, oh, she's so crazy.
She's so crazy.
Mom didn't talk to me for 3 days, and my father wonders if there's something contagious about weddings as my big sister got married in a secret last week. It must be something in the gene pool, as Gustafsson said. The newlyweds will spend their honeymoon at the convention, which sees all five captains from the Star Trek TV series appear on the stage together for the first time. The gathering is the first major Star Trek live event in Britain for more than a decade.
That is so geeky. I would be there just to see the captains, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, next week we might have some pictures because our friend Tony, who's the King of the Chasers, went up to WizardCon this weekend and he's got some pictures.
King of the Chasers, that is so debatable. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, I say I'm well hung. Some people say I'm not. So, you know, it's all about who takes it and how they take it. So.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, that's our bizarre, and I thought it was kind of cute. So congratulations, you two.
Yeah.
And the phrase I said earlier, which I must have not copied it right, but that the jug degnak shug la di ilbanal, however you say that, was I pronounced you war Klingon and Klingon or something like that, or a man and wife.
A man and Klingon.
So, but anyway, got a couple shout outs this week. One's to Daniel, who escorted me to the party Saturday night and had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed hanging out with him and all the other people we partied at. Thank you, Jody and Patrick, for inviting us. Justin and James for having a party. So.
Wow. I'm trying to get to a comment here.
We have comments?
Yes.
Some of our Northeastern listeners, please call us and let us know how you made it through the storm. What happened? What's going on? How long you were without power? Did you have to eat your mate? Did the chasers eat the bear?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. So,
was the husband bear kind of grizzly and fatty?
Where?
If they ate him.
They ate him?
Yeah. Was it grizzly and fatty?
Probably muscly, so it's very lean. No.
If they ate the husk bear,
okay,
then the bear's grizzly and fatty. Not the chaser.
The chaser is kind of meaty.
No, the chaser is usually kind of bony and scrawny.
It's bony?
Yeah.
It's like fucking a coat hanger?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Anyway.
It should be quite
fun. I wasn't paying attention, really. Because I'm trying to get this email, but I need a computer just to look at it, but... tablets are really limited, you know. There are times that tablets are...
Well, you know, if you got a Surface, it would do it.
Yeah, that's right, because it's running Windows 8, right? Anyway, so we'll probably cover this in the next episode. All right, so...
Wow. Oh, and thanks for Dave for being my chauffeur for the weekend.
Aww.
Saturday. I didn't even drink... Well, yeah, I did. I had one cocktail Saturday night, and that was it.
You had one cocktail.
Well, no. I had one cocktail, so.
Right.
I ain't saying anything
either. Okay, all right.
Because there was some stuff going on, and I ain't going to say who went back to the party to get the freak on, but there's some stuff going on.
All right. We'll talk about that maybe on the next show. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we will play it on the show if Manor can get it out of his email address.
That's right. Yep. I always do. I usually do.
Yep,
so. And subscribe via iTunes and YouTube, also on Vimeo. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Next week... We might have a guest, right? So
a guest? We might. We
might have a guest. So we shall see. We'll probably post on Facebook about it, so stand by.
Buck Ramsey.
No, it's not Buck Ramsey.
It's going to be Buck Ramsey. Watch. It's going to be Buck Ramsey. I'm just saying it's going to be Buck Ramsey.
Okay. I wish. Maybe we can rally Buck Ramsey.
Buck Ramsey.
We'll see. Okay, thank you everyone for watching, listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.
rigs. We should have our costumes for this holiday season.
I got a pumpkin mill out.
Ooh, nice package there.
Hey.
Why are you taking off your pants?
Because it's a full moon outside.
Ah!